come to a place unlike any other. A living island. A magical, mysterious land far across the sea, where human beings are only visitors. Home to a civilization of strange and wondrous animals. Gateway to hundreds of millions of other dimensions. Welcome to Otter Island.
It is a foggy, hazy day on Otter Island. An air of oppression hangs over the farm village as we enter the home of Amanda, the living doll.
Would you like some more?
Amanda talks to her toy fish, Mrs. Trout, recounting the story of her origins in an attempt to find that elusive something which is missing from her life.
I know you want to hear my story, but I, for one, want some tea while I tell it. It's a long story, after all. As I said, I was born a long time ago in a land called the Hundred Fields.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
She certainly is. Have you picked out her name yet?
I have. Amanda. It means beloved one.
Then I have the perfect second name to go with it. May. It means child I have hoped for.
I love you, Bron.
And I love you, Sarai.
Look at that. She's fallen asleep.
She looks so peaceful.
I envy her.
Oh, sure, you envy her now. But don't forget, when you're old and retired, this little one will be queen.
Poor girl. She'll have to spend her days listening to chancellors drone on about affairs of state.
Enough time for that later. Let's just let her enjoy her childhood.
No, I don't remember every word. I was a baby, but I can imagine what was said. Yes, I was real then. Fur? No, I didn't have fur. I wasn't an otter. You look surprised. Well, believe it or not, I was a human. How did I change into this? I'm getting to that. You see, when I was little, there was a sickness that came to the Vale.
What news, Sir Knight?
There is no one left in the Eastern Valleys. All have fallen.
What about the doctors in the Midden Valleys who have been searching for a cure?
No luck, my king. They thought they had something when they discovered that children are resistant to the disease. But they are no closer to finding a cure than they were 6 months ago.
This is grave news indeed. What is to be done?
Daddy?
What is it, sweetheart? You should be in bed.
I can't sleep. I had a bad dream.
You remember my daughter, Amanda.
Good evening, princess.
Hello.
Do you want to tell me about your dream?
I was in a place far away, and everybody got really sick, and they died.
That is a very sad dream, but it is only a dream. Tell you what. Why don't you ask the cook to give you a cup of hot chocolate and a cookie? And as soon as I'm done here, I'll come and tuck you into bed.
Okay, Daddy. Bye, Mr. Knight.
You've told her about the plague?
I don't have to tell her. Amanda's gift is telepathy.
I see. It's a sad gift to have in these times.
Every child receives their magical gift for a reason. I sincerely believe that. Amanda's telepathy will prove invaluable someday.
Well, no, I don't know for sure that my daddy ever actually said that. I was in the kitchen. But like I said, I can imagine. My daddy was very upset. He was the king, after all. He had to save the people of the Vale from the plague, but he didn't know what to do.
Amanda, you're back from school already?
Yeah, I met two new kids at school today.
Really?
Yeah, I met Jeffy, who's got white hair and can make fruit jump and dance. Then I met Becky, who turns plants into animals.
My, those are wondrous gifts.
Daddy, are you all right?
No, dear. I'm very sick.
You need some soup. Mommy always gives me soup when I'm sick.
I'm afraid soup isn't going to be enough, sweetie.
Why not? What's the matter, Daddy?
Amanda, honey, I love you very much, but there's something you need to know. All the grown-ups are very sick.
How sick?
Oh, Amanda, how I wish I did not have to say this to one so young and innocent. Amanda, my dear sweet daughter, this sickness has no cure. We will all die.
What? No! You can't die!
It can't be helped, my dear. I don't want to die.
But why?
Because someone let some germs in from another world. The germs are doing bad things to our bodies.
Does it hurt?
Yes, sweetie. It hurts a great deal. It hurts too much to stay in our bodies. So the angels are going to come and take us to heaven.
I don't want you to go away. But I don't want you hurt either.
Listen, Amanda. Because this is very important. You children aren't sick yet, but in time you would catch these germs too. So I have asked all of those with powerful magical abilities to come together. Find a way to keep you from ever catching it.
And that's exactly what he did. There weren't many grown-ups left, but those who were left all came to find a way to save us kids.
We could send the children off to another world.
We can't do that. The children are already carriers. We'd be responsible for killing off whatever world they went to.
Quiet. All of you, please. Bickering is not going to get us anywhere. We have very little time left. Out of the many magical gifts we possess, there must be something we can do to save our children. Now, does anyone have a practical solution?
My power is to turn things to stone. We can preserve them until someone finds a cure.
I believe I have a solution, Your Majesty.
Your name, sir?
Jonix, Your Majesty. My magical power is to bring toys to life.
Your suggestion?
Madame Simone has the power to transform people into animals. Lawyer Stone's ability is to mix two powers together. I suggest that the three of us combine our powers.
And do what?
Transform the children into living stuffed animals. Without biological tissue, they will be immune to any plague.
You're talking utter madness.
On the contrary, it's the best suggestion I've heard all day. Gather together all of the children in the Vale. We'll begin with the youngest and work our way up to the adults.
Oh, hi, Mr. Sam.
Amanda? Just coming over to check on you like I do every day.
I'm fine, Mr. Sam. I was just telling Mrs. Trout a story.
Sounds interesting. What is it?
I was just telling her how I became a toy otter. Would you like to hear?
Yes. Please continue.
At first, it seemed like terrific fun. We were going to become toys, and we would never have to eat vegetables, or take naps, or go potty ever again. And we could do things like jump out of a tree and land on our heads, and it didn't hurt. The grown-ups weren't making us go to school, so we just played all day every day. But then...
I'm so glad to finally got to come over today, Amanda. My mom and dad got me a whole bunch of really neat things the last few days. I got the trampoline, and I got some music box I can change the size on, and I got some stuffed kangaroo so big I can sleep in its pouch. Mom, I'm home, and I bought a friend. Mommy? I'm home.
They might be napping. Maybe I should come back tomorrow.
No, don't go. They're always here when I come home. This is when they have tea.
I don't smell any tea.
Mommy? Daddy? I don't get it. Where could they be?
Zill? Is that you, Zill?
Zach, do you know where Mom and Dad are?
Sit down, Zill.
Okay. But where are Mom and Dad?
Zill, you know that Mom and Dad were very sick, right?
Were?
That's right. Were.
They got better! Yay!
No. Zill. Zillion. Mom and Dad have died.
What?
They died of the plague, Zill. I'm sorry. But Mom and Dad aren't here because they died.
No. No!
Perhaps I should go.
Yeah.
No. Please, stay. I'll feel better with a friend here.
Sure, Zill. I'll stay.
Have you ever told anyone else about this, Amanda?
No, sir.
Would you be willing to tell your teacher about this? I think he ought to hear it.
Okay. If you really think so.
Listen, everyone. Can I have your attention, please? As you all know, our parents are all sick and dying. Soon there won't be any grown-ups left. You think that's something worth cheering about, do you?
Jerk.
Don't forget, it's grown-ups who have always taken care of us.
Yeah.
They have always fed us and clothed us and tucked us in bed.
But we don't need to eat or sleep or wear clothes anymore.
Who's going to sew you back up when you rip your seams, Zill? Who is going to make you better if lice get into your stuffing? Who's going to protect you from wild animals? Now, don't cry. I'll tell you who's going to take care of us. We are. We are going to learn the skills we need to care for one another. Each of you now has the responsibility to take care of his neighbor.
And so Zach appointed himself leader of all the children?
My daddy asked him to be the leader because he was the oldest. He was the one who gave everyone a job to do based on their special abilities.
Harry, you're going to be in charge of the gate at the end of the valley. I believe that just leaves Kirosh and the princess.
What do we do?
I have a special job for you two. If there are any other people still alive in this world, we need to bring them here. Kirosh, your power is to make pictures in the air. You're going to project pictures into the sky as long and as often as you can each day. This will act as a beacon to help others find us.
And me?
You're telepathic, so your job is to scan the entire land telepathically for other minds.
Well, that was what I did for several hours every day. Many years passed. In time, we forgot about the sorrow of our parents dying. The 100th vale became a happy place. During all that time, I never found anybody. But one day...
Once in the valley, you and the other Shadowlings will have to take the first castle. If you can do that, the rest will fall like dominoes until you reach the enchanted cave. It is the result of an agreement I have made with my brother. If I use any magic, he will instantly know what I have done and be empowered to use the same spell to his own advantage. I must avoid the direct use of magic as much as possible. Do you hear that? Someone is listening to us. It is a telepath. You there!
Oh, no!
You're too late. I've seen your mind.
You know who it was you overheard that day?
Yes, he was a fairy. His name was Prince Selv.
Snurf! Amanda, you must tell the king about this at once. He must know all there is to know about Prince Cell.
Zed! I have something I need to tell you!
What is it, Amanda?
There is an evil fairy with an army, and he's going to invade the Vale!
How do you know this?
My telepathy! But he saw me, Zack! He saw me through my telepathy!
He will be coming here quickly before we can ready ourselves. Contact Perry. Tell him he has to close the gate and keep it closed.
But Perry is on the other side of the gate. He took the Pender Brothers to go buy some threatened needles and other medical supplies.
Where are they now?
Somewhere in the Ottoman Empire.
That's where the evil fairy is!
Zil, tell all of the others to prepare for battle.
Right.
Amanda, I need you to tell me everything you can about the invaders.
I need you to tell me everything you can about the invaders. You say they were called Shadowlings?
Yes, Your Majesty.
First of all, you needn't call me Your Majesty, unless you want everyone to call you Your Highness.
Okay.
Secondly, what was Zack's plan for engaging the Shadowlings?
We shut ourselves up tight in the castle and waited for the Shadowlings to arrive. It wasn't until dark that they started coming. Big black shadows with eyes that were only holes in their heads. We thought we were safe inside the castle, but they just walked right through the walls like they weren't there. Zack was the first one to fight them. He was very brave.
Never. I may only be a stuffed rhino, but there's more than enough strength in these arms to take you on.
Zillion and I went and hid. I know I should have been there, but...
Do not feel ashamed, Amanda. One of your age should never have to be subject to the perils of war, much less a war you have no hope of winning.
Still, Zill and I hid, up in a secret room in the central tower. There was another boy with us there, a dragon named Zur. His power was to see into the future. Zur always was a little creepy.
Do you think they'll find us up here?
No.
Are you hurt?
It's not me. Every time someone gets killed, I can feel it. That time, it was William the Ferret. Poor William.
He's not dead.
What? I just felt him die, Zur.
He's not dead. None of them are dead.
Then why can't I hear their thoughts?
It's going to be okay. It will all turn out fine as soon as the genie gets here.
Genie?
Yes, the genie of the shell, with the gas of the ring. They'll use the anti-cyclone to make everything better.
What the heck are you talking about?
I think your power has gone wrong, Zur.
My power is never wrong.
But I felt them die.
And I have seen them alive in the future.
Will you two hold it down? Someone's gone.
You don't scare me, creature. I've seen the future, and you lose! The lemming will destroy your leader. I don't know, but he'll do it. You wait and see.
I don't think so. The crocodiles
get
you so much.
I'll
just kill you now.
No, leave him alone.
Coming up and it's hurting you!
Hey, guess what my power is?
will hide from you during the daytime, and at night, you will have no weapon. We have to get through the gate.
Right. Just stay close to the windows until we get outside.
Just this one more hole, then we'll be in the green room. Give us some light.
I've already put four bands in the sunbeam. It won't bend anymore.
Okay.
No. It must be the whole shadow and not be sleeping in this one hallway.
And threw open the door. I knew that Zillion would be able to use the sunlight from the great room to free himself from the shadowlings. As for myself, I ran toward the gate. I ran so fast and so hard, I thought my seams would burst. I knew Zillion was right behind me. I put the stones into the control rock as quickly as I could. But when I turned around to tell Zillion to go through, he wasn't there.
Had he gone through already?
I don't know. I never saw him again. I often wonder if he made it out.
I know of someone who might be able to tell you. Go to the cafe. He knows much about the comings and goings between dimensions. Take Blaylock and Sal with you.
Okay. Wait. The island says to take some of its dirt with us. It wants to talk to Cafe too.
It's quite a distance to the cafe. Why don't you tell me some more while we walk?
Okay. So there I was, all alone in a strange new dimension. Well, almost all alone. Standing right in front of me was another toy otter. He was very fuzzy, and he was purple.
Have you seen my mommy?
No, I'm sorry. Are you lost?
Yes.
Where do you live?
I live in the Red House, in the Cookie Snitcher Village.
Where is that?
Through the circle.
I don't suppose you know the gate address?
In the Red House!
I thought not. What's it like where you live?
Bad.
Bad how?
Mommy and me were running away from the bad monsters. She told me to go through the circle, but then her home went away.
What kind of monsters?
Starfish monsters.
I just got away from some dark monsters. I'm Amanda.
I'm Poof Poof.
I lost my mommy and daddy too, a long time ago. Would you like me to stay with you until she comes to get you? So I sat with my new friend under a tree in front of the gate. But I didn't know that Poof Poof wasn't like me. He had to eat, and I didn't know where to get food. At the end of 3 days, he was so hungry, he was getting sick. I was scared. But then, someone came by and found us. Someone who... Who was it? What happened to him?
This is it?
This is where the island said to come.
It's just an empty restaurant. Isn't anyone here to meet us? Hey, shop!
Coming, coming! Klaus, sorry, where... Oh.
Are you Mr. Oliver?
Yes. You're Amanda? I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting anyone else with you.
This is my teacher, Mr. Blaylock.
Hello.
And Mr. Sam, my bestest grown-up friend.
Hi. So, who exactly are we supposed to be meeting?
What? Oh, right. Do you have your samples? Put them in and I'll be right back with some sandwiches from the kitchen.
I heard that!
Yeah, he is funny.
What does he mean by samples?
The stone and the hairs. Put them in the basket.
Oh!
Here, dig in. Some ambassador having to work tables. He gets lazy when I'm around. You do.
The poor lad's lost his marbles.
Silly, he's just talking to the cafe. He talks in my head like the island does. You can't hear him because you haven't eaten yet.
This isn't making any sense to me. Still.
Greetings, Mr. Blaylock and Mr. Sam.
Whoa, you are just like the island. Kind of.
The island says you have something to tell me?
I do indeed.
I have good news for you, Amanda. Zillion the zebra did survive.
Really?
Quite so.
He was discovered by Captain Lemuel Cliff Diver. And captain of the good ship Fuzzy Doom. He now serves as part of the crew, helping Prince Mean fight against his brother, Prince Sal.
That's awesome!
There is more.
Raytheon, the Shadowling Lord, has recently been destroyed.
How?
The Fuzzy Doom was sent on a mission to reclaim the Hundredth Veil by stealth.
Raythar was bested in a sword duel by Cliff Diver.
And without his leadership, the Shadowlings
were routed,
and the portals reopened.
Was Raythar wearing a coat?
A cape. It was made from the hides of his enemies.
I should give it a proper burial. My friends deserve that much.
You said something about being rescued by someone. You never told me who that was.
It was... I don't remember. I can't think.
Here, take a bite of this cookie.
It will help your brain to think better.
But I don't have a brain.
I can tell you.
Ireland, you are here too.
Of course.
I have food.
He has land. The stone you put in the basket.
We talk to each other by exchange.
I am sorry I was not able to tell you this sooner. I could not speak to you in your dreams, not in any great detail. Any radio telepathy would have been overheard by my enemy.
What enemy?
An Exegol, the devilish tree spirit. I could not risk having him overhear us. But here within Cafe, I can communicate freely.
So who was it who rescued me?
It was your father.
But my father died.
No, your second father. His name is Orin. He was the magician of transformation.
If he's my father, why don't I know about him?
Nexical tricked him. He wished for a real family, so Nexical turned him into a human and sent him to live with a human family. He then erased everyone's memory, so that it was as if he never existed. But he could not affect everyone.
He couldn't affect you?
No. Because I am as powerful as he is, in my own way. He thinks that he has altered my memory, and that is what I want him to think.
You are incredible.
But he could not master you, either. Do you remember those dreams you had?
When someone was calling out to me for help?
It is your father. He only knows that something is wrong. He doesn't know what it is.
But why has Nexical done this?
Perhaps Orin had some power which might thwart his current plan.
But Orin had no magic powers. He only studied magic.
Whatever the reason is, it cannot be permitted. We must rescue Orin, but we must be discreet. We cannot allow Nexical to know that we know what he's done.
I'll volunteer to search for Orin. I have the impression that I was his friend. I am merely a teacher, so it may be more inconspicuous if I go, rather than the king sending warriors or scouts.
There's another concern. Now that Amanda knows the truth, she may accidentally leak it to Nexical via her telepathy. She'll have to be taken to another dimension where he isn't watching.
I have to leave home forever?
The Hundredth Veil is your real home. Now that the portals are open again, you'll be safe there.
But I'll be all alone.
Prince Mi has enlisted a guardian party to hold the veil. They will take care of you.
And the Coalition leaders are seeking out more veil refugees in their own dimensions. Perhaps some other friends will soon return to you.
There is one other thing. Zur spoke of the genie of the shell. I know this genie.
He's real?
His name is Mardam. In his ring lived a ghast named Khaled. Mardam was a terrible creature, cruel and treacherous. It was I who locked Mardam into a shell. I have since hidden both the shell and the ring. I must ask you not to look for them.
Is there anything I can do?
You should stay here and wait for news. King Vigbil is meeting with Malcolm and the Coastal Patrol about how they might uncover Nexus' plans. When they have more information, Vigbil will call a coalition meeting here.
I guess we're stuck with each other for a while longer, then.
You are unhappy?
Of course not. But I hope we aren't waiting too long for things to start moving.
Come, Amanda. The sooner we get you hidden, the better. Watch your step. I'm Sam the Conjurer of Otter Island. This lass is Amanda of Otter Island, formerly of the 100th Vale.
I'm the only Amanda I know.
We have been waiting for you for some time.
And you are?
I am Fatel the Dryad.
I thought dryads were all girls.
A myth, I assure you. I'm the commander of the dryads. This is Kalsimon, commander of the Rockmen.
Majesty?
That's right. You were the princess when you left. There's no longer a regent. That makes you the queen.
What is my queen's desire?
I don't think I'm ready for this.
The cloak?
Yeah. I want to bury the cloak of Raythar. Bring it to me, please.
I fear we cannot.
Why not?
It is not here. When Cliff Diver's forces routed the Shadowlings, the cloak was taken by one of Rathar's lieutenants.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Amanda. If there's anything I can do...
I just... It's okay, Mr. Sam. You know what? I believe Zorth was telling the truth.
I don't follow.
He said everyone would be all right. I think maybe he was right. Maybe that's why the cloak isn't here for me to bury. Yes. Yes, that is what I believe. Everything will be okay again. And when it does, I'm going to be here to help it become okay again. Then maybe I'll find the cloak again.
As you wish, Your Majesty.
Meanwhile, in a faraway civilization...
And then Fuzznose comes out and says, "If you continue eating fruit the way you do, Tat, you're certain to be mistaken by your friends for a banana."
Yeah, that's a good line. Only, I have to come up with a better name than Fuzznose. Be Edal, Koto, Two Paws, Sena. Yeah, it seems perfect for her. We'll call this character Sena. Nah, people will confuse her with Sadie. It just seems right for her. Why can't I be more creative? Oh, new message.
Hi, Oren. I'm making a start on those pages that you want for the latest crossover, but I've got a bunch of questions about comic continuity. It's kind of long, so I'll email you a list.
Which comic is it?
Changing Workplace.
Who would have thought
but a comic about a guy becoming an otter would ever catch on.
Listen, I don't know how you managed to keep track of so many worlds at once. Where did it all spring from?
I honestly forget. Maybe it was from a book I read. It's just like the stories are already there waiting to be drawn.
Right, and maybe you're really an otter in disguise.
Sure. Let's go with that.
I'll be back later. I've got some inks to finish for Britain, and she gets testy if I'm late.
Bye. Wouldn't it be something if all those stories turned out to be true? Too bad Otter Island is just something I made up.
Hello, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Blaylock.
In today's story, we learned a very important lesson.
And what was that lesson, my dear pupil?
That you can learn a lot of things by talking to a toy fishy.
I don't think that was quite
Sorry, teacher. We're all out of time. Tune in again for our next exciting episode, in which Cat, Blaylock, and Sana make a startling discovery. Bye-bye!
Really, child, if you'd just let me finish.
This has been Episode 7 of the Otter Island Radio Show. Otter Island is a production of the Riverside Players and stars Orin Otter, Ella Doof, Caninus O'Farrell, Max Goof, Ashen Fox, Charles Mathias, Benny Brown Paws, Honey Bun, and Wanderer Wolf. This episode was written by Orin Otter and directed by Ella Doof. Theme music by Chama C. Fox. Incidental music gratefully borrowed from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Otter Island is made possible by the Pandora Families of Comics, which may be seen at www.ottercomics.us and has been broadcast on the Otter Tunes Shoutcast Radio Network.